With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis is urging all residents to wear cloth masks if they need to leave their homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
Polis says wearing the masks at grocery stores and on walks will slow the spread of the virus and allow Colorado to lift its stay-at-home order sooner. Polis wore a Colorado-themed mask during a news conference as he encouraged residents to be creative and make them at home.
Get out those old t-shirts, you know, 1998 guacamole champion, it shrunk, you never thought you'd use it again. Get it out of the bottom of your drawer and be creative about making that into a mask. Cover your mouth, cover your nose, and make sure you can breathe.
His recommendation comes after the CDC reported as many as a quarter of the people who have COVID-19 do not show any symptoms. Polis says the state is partnering with the private sector to deliver thousands of cloth masks to residents who cannot make them. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Governor Jared Polis has asked the federal government to extend work authorizations for all Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals, or DACA recipients, whose permits expired this year. Eleanor Bennett reports that this could impact the Dreamers in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Sally Boughton is the Assistant Development Director at Valley Settlement. The organization works with immigrant families in the Valley. Boughton says she hopes the Department of Homeland Security will see why it's important to alleviate stress on DACA recipients during the pandemic.
You know, as a community, we need these young people, these young workers, especially during this crisis now, but we also need them into the future.
Boughton says Valley Settlement is grateful Governor Polis has asked for the extension. She says they're staying alert and waiting to see what happens. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Researchers may have found a new type of dinosaur that once roamed our region and that many of us will be thankful is now extinct, the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Imagine something like a velociraptor, but faster and stronger. And yes, it had feathers. Folks at the State Museum of Pennsylvania are calling it the Deneo Bellator. They found it near the Four Corners region of New Mexico. Paleontologists say its bones suggest it had more and potentially stronger muscles in its forearms, and its tail could whip around like a cheetah's. That way the animal could use it as a counterbalance to change direction while running fast. Researchers say the finding shows dinosaurs were doing well and evolving just before the mass extinction event millions of years ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Backers of a proposal to ban abortions at 22 weeks in Colorado has failed to collect enough signatures to put the measure on the November ballot. The Denver Post reports that a group behind the initiative has an additional 15 days to collect more signatures once a statewide shelter-in-place order imposed because of the coronavirus is lifted. The proposal on what proponents call late-term abortions would make it illegal for anyone to perform an abortion when a fetus is at 22 weeks of gestation or after. It would also allow abortions after that time if a woman's physical health is endangered. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.